Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go. One of the emotions I have is a disdain for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think America has a disdain for the Kansas City Chiefs.
And this song just embodies that for me. Disrespect your surroundings.
Oh, beat them. Yes.
I wish the cameras were on.
I know. I'm seeing all
head rocking all over here, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for this game. And it's not just because of the fact that like it's the AFC Championship game. It's them.
I know.
It's them. Again. Here we go. It's Thanos. Where did that lead you? Back to me.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say, I'm seeing all these endgame edits.
Ugh.
And it's like not just the Bills players. It's every NFL team, minus the Commanders and Eagles, of course.
Yeah.
Coming through the portals, and then Thanos just has a big Mahomes face on him.
Yeah. It all comes down to this for now. Because if they win, it's going to be it all comes down to this again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say it all comes down to this as many times as you want, because it all does come
down. Until we don't have to.
Survive in advance. There's a reason it's called survive. Like, you got to survive.
Brother.
First, I was afraid.
Let me tell you about last week.
Yeah.
I'm excited, genuinely, for this game for a multitude of reasons. And the biggest one being, this is your shot. You've created the best chance to make the Super Bowl under this regime. You've created it. And my big deal is this. It allows us to also forget the pain of 13 seconds. You get to actually move on a little bit. Heal. Because this game tomorrow represents their best chance to make the Super Bowl. In a way that allows us to drop what was a great game between these two teams. But you don't let go of it all the way. Why? Because there's that hatred, that animosity towards Kansas City. And you use that game and that loss, not for the, this was our best chance at a Super Bowl now. Instead, it's to the, oh, to heck with you, Kansas City. You're going down. Because you did that to this fan base. That was your knife. And you desperately want the Bills to repay that. We'll get connected with our fans once again. That is brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Jim, you've been waiting patiently here. I appreciate it. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing and what you got for me?
I'm good. I just got one thought. You know, with the coin flip. If the Bills win it, take the ball. Don't defer, because I guarantee if Kansas City wins that coin flip, they're taking the ball. They're going to drive. The defense is a little bit weaker in the first couple series. The offense knows where they're going. Buffalo has to jump on top of them first. They can't play from behind.
Jim, I appreciate that thought. And honestly, it's a healthy thought to have. Be aggressive. Get at it. Start strong. That was something I hammered home last week about the Ravens. You got to start strong. You got to start strong. You can't have this slow start. Guess what? I better be repeating it for any other game that they play going forward. Like, Denver was one thing. You could overcome a wild card team because you're more talented than them. You are better than them. And that, like, you're going to end up coming out on top. Against Baltimore, they started strong. particularly offensively, but even the defense got a couple of turnovers early on in that game. You have to start strong against Kansas City. Don't taper. Start strong, stay strong. But I like your sentiment, Jim. If you get that ball, and they've done that a couple times this year where they've gotten the ball in, they won the coin toss in key games, and they went to work first. That's not something that's brand new with this team this season. And I love it. You want to get the, you want that ball? You win that coin toss, you get the ball? I love that sentiment, Jim. Thank you. That's going to be fun. Oh, boy. Go after it. Start strong, stay strong. That's what I say. For every game going forward, starting with last week, start strong, stay strong.
Yeah, you can't start slow. Because the Bills have historically done that this season.
Get going.
Yeah.
Get going. Go to Bill in Knoxville. Bill, thanks for waiting. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks, as always, for being there and helping entertain me on my Saturdays. but anyhow, I'm a transplant in Knoxville, left Western New York in about 2012. And so I had many years where I heard that, why are you a Bills fan? Because I would rep my gear and have to hear that forever. But then Josh Allen happened, and of course, many things have changed, and I see more people jumping on. But aside from that, this game I feel like is going to be a heck of a test, but I just can't help but feel that this year is our year. It feels different, it feels good, and I just know that we're just going to get through these here Kansas City Chiefs with the flying elbow from the top rope, make our way to the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Yes!
That was awesome.
Bonesaw!
I've got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Love it. Jim, that was awesome. And but that answers your question there more. Just your enthusiasm with the end of that call of why are you a Bills fan? Get hyped. Get excited. Let's have some damn fun. Because how often, when I talk about the grand scheme of the Buffalo Bills, how often am I allowed to say, let's have some damn fun?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is not something that you get to say all the time with this franchise.
It's not a frequent statement that can be made.
It is not a frequent statement over the course of its history that you get to say, let's have some fun. Let's keep having fun. And I hope that this Bills team gets to let us continue to have fun for at least another 2 weeks. At least. And I'm... Now it's time to say something funny.
Okay. Bonesaw wasn't funny.
Oh, that was great. There's nothing like I loved it. I laughed, but it was also because it was awesome, not because it's funny. It's entertaining as hell. For me, it's this. I'm low key terrified. Like it's fitting that we had Bruce Nolan on, and the character he depicts is Bruce Nolan from Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
What happens in Bruce Almighty? Buffalo wins a championship and burns itself to the ground.
Yeah, but see, there was another team involved in that is nowhere near close or ready.
it's the Sabres, but you know, like it was based on the time of like the script being written and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But it rings true, that point of I am low-key terrified of what happens if the Bills win the whole thing. I've joked off-air like it'll become a crater.
Yeah, if it was Bills Lions, we talked about it specifically.
There'd be two craters. But for me, it really is going to be this, again, the social construct. The last time that they were this deep in the postseason, you were not able to, in a lot of ways, looking out for each other and for others. Like people were not as willing to gather with each other and be around each other. And here it is, a real opportunity. Not to mention, this team's dynamic is different. They are a team to be respected. They aren't just the up-and-coming, hey, this looks like another new contender. They are a contender. And they have a legitimate opportunity to win and to make it.
And I feel weird even saying this.
And the best part about all this is, this is why it doesn't feel weird to me.
Uh-huh.
It's very easily broadcast out by the team that they're not afraid.
No, they're ready.
Of failure. They're not afraid of messing up. And they're playing fast and loose and easygoing. They are remembering that they are playing a game. There were two cuts that I came in here, you came in here, and we helped snag some audio this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Khalil Shakir and Deion Dawkins both saying it, that the head coach has been saying that the vibe is we do play a game, and you got to remember that. Like, step back to where you're a child, and like, this was exactly what you were dreaming of. That's what we get to do. And they broadcast that attitude week in and week out. And when they're playing with less pressure on themselves, it's speaking volumes for their success on the field. That's why it doesn't feel weird to me. Because they're showing the confidence of, I'm not afraid of failure.
Championship caliber. That's what they are. And they're exuding that to everybody.
And
like
neither
you said.
Should we.
Mm-hmm. By me saying weird, though, it's just weird to mention, like, oh, think the Bills are going. You know, like, mm-hmm. like it's just like,
yeah.
In my lifetime, that's never happened. Like,
that's
it's
never
just,
happened.
It's that's where I'm at, you know? It's cool. I'm not saying it's like a bad weird, but it's still just new, you know?
All right. We'll go back to the phones here. We'll go to Pat in the Falls. Pat, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Gentlemen, just like last week, zero sleep. I'm sick of the national media ripping us down. I'm sick of these morons, these former players that have way too many head injuries, count us out. And even more sick and tired of all the excuses, because that's all that they have of why the Bills actually didn't win, but the other team lost, and they beat themselves. So with that, I got to tell you, I am hyped like I was. I was 13, 14 years old during the playoff run when they made the Super Bowl, God, 30-something years ago. So it's bringing back great feelings and memories, but I think this is the team that can finish the job. And let me leave you with my Randy Savage. Oh, yeah, the cream of the crop. That's what Josh Allen is. Every time number 17 takes the field, it's time to freak out, America!
Man, we're getting the Randy Savage, and I love it.
this is what it's... I love it.
I will say this, though. To the earlier part, I mean, the national media is kind of starting to get sick of the Chiefs being the representative. There's been a little bit more Bills love this week than I'd say typical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after reaction from Bills Ravens, and you look at it, and yeah, Baltimore did kind of beat themselves. They turned the ball over. Buffalo didn't. And Buffalo, it was part of their game plan to let Baltimore get in their own way. I say it in a way where that seems like that was calculated. And I love them for that. Do I wish that they changed their game plan in the second half? A little bit, yes. But they let Baltimore get in their own way. And I'm perfectly fine with saying that because they do not ask how at this point. Well, national pundits will. But at the end of the day, it is about how many wins did you get in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
And the number you need to hit is 4.
That's the gold standard.
The Chiefs can get away with saying 3.
Mm-hmm. Because they somehow snag the one seed with a voodoo magic, alike to your retweet of the red water.
Yeah, by the way, that's, you want to talk about bad optics for a team that found ways to win in strange ways a couple times this season? The Chiefs have a red fountain in Kansas City. Yeah, that's not convincing me about the bag of pixie dust, voodoo magic, everything like that. Like, that's not going to not convince me that I'm going to keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep saying that.
If so, it even drives the point further home.
Yeah,
that
right?
There's some forces
like
at play.
There's a little bit of a confirmation there. All right, John in Detroit, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
coming in from Detroit right now, as I've done 12 times already this season as a season ticket holder.
Nice.
And saw the 8 wins and then the 10 and together, and then I saw the one in Detroit, obviously, and one in Indianapolis. So I'm 12-0 in attending this year in person. Why wouldn't I go to Kansas City? Because unfortunately, I went to the 2022 game, 13-second game, and I feel that I would jinx it if I go back. So I'm heading into Buffalo, and I need a good recommendation out there for a Bills watch party, either Mafia, the Bills Club. I haven't heard any of that discussed on your show or anybody else's yet. And I enjoyed you guys starting the show with the pit in your stomach as the first time in your lifetime. Because when that happened to me back in 63, I attended the game when the Boston Patriots and the Bills had to play one extra week, a playoff game, and apparently didn't have point tiebreakers back then. And I remember sitting in 12 inches of snow, and there was another inch on the field, and we lost that game, and I went home crying that day as a 13-year-old. But then we did come back the next 2 years to beat the San Diego Chargers for two AFL championships. So I'm ready for a championship, and I want to know where I won't chase these guys this time. I want to attend somewhere. I'm probably still 3 hours out, but I got until tomorrow to decide. If you guys got any recommendations, I'd love to hear them.
John, so here's the weird thing about that, and I'll keep you on here for a second on this.
Sure.
Quite frankly, I don't want to cop out necessarily here, but coming to Buffalo to watch the game, my answer might be quite literally anywhere would be a fun place to watch it.
Yeah, the city is like primed and ready for this.
We also don't have, you know, like free brand deal sort of things here. So it's like I can't literally say these things. But, you know, any place that you think would be a good destination for it would probably be your best bet. It's Buffalo. It's not like it's backers bars thing. It's
I've been around. I've been from Buffalo. And
yeah.
You can take the boy out of Buffalo, but never take Buffalo out of the boy. So,
yeah. So
as a 75-year-old, I'm still a boy. I consider myself that.
But yes,
I wouldn't be a season ticket holder.
Yeah, but as I said there, John, and I appreciate the call. Drive in safe, of course. But it's quite frankly anywhere. Anywhere you think, go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working so far this year, man. So go with your gut. See what you're doing, and hopefully you bring the success with you on that.
Any wing stop, like not actually the chain wing stop. I'm not going to say that because there's not one around here.
Yes,
but any local wing establishment, you know, not the tourist trap ones, if
not
you know what I'm talking about.
Tourist trap ones, yes.
Any local restaurant. This city, though, like he knows. He comes into Buffalo frequently, he said. But for the AFC Championship, all bets are out. Like you said, you can go anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Any local establishment's going to have anything for you.
Yeah. So it's going to be brilliant. It's going to be fun.
And go local. Don't go chain.
Yeah.
Support your local businesses.
Support your local businesses on this as well. And that said, if there's a local establishment, you're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That is easily what I'm going to say there.
Just the camaraderie with the other fans as well that are there in attendance.
Yes. So that's what I think is going to happen there. All right. And this is what's so fun about this, though. Connecting with the human element.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate that I have to cop out answer that, but at the same time,
I mean, you made a good point. We can't just sit up here and plug places to go.
But tell me that it's wrong.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong at all.
And that's the beautiful part about this place, the community. As when it's on, it's on. When you're dialed, when this community is dialed in, there's no better place than it. And even on its off day, Buffalo is a better place of community than a lot of places on a normal or good day. And this is a team that is so capable of bringing everyone together to degrees that you cannot measure, or even can, probably. But it's also, this is the best shot that they have to break through the glass ceiling. There is one quarterback in the last 10 years from the AFC that has a Super Bowl ring. that quarterback stands in your way.
Yes.
But the one prior is no longer playing.
No, he's owning a team in broadcasting.
He even won one on the other side,
yeah,
by the way.
Yep.
This is the chance. And again,
best one you're going to get.
The best one you're going to get because you're here in the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of surreal to even like look back where we started this season, right?
Yes.
Where we picked the divisions, right? We both picked the Bills to still win the division.
We still picked the Bills to win it.
I mean, I look at it to that point where everyone had it written off, right? And the Bills just lost a lot of their veteran talent. To now sitting in the AFC Championship where you can look at the two rosters and say, hey, I have more confidence in the way the Bills have been getting things done all season. Who had that on their bingo card?
Exactly.
Like that what a season it's been. Just to be a part of it is awesome.
Quite honestly, this postseason, not that I needed reminders.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I love this job.
Yeah. Well, because like you said, and we've said for the past 2 weeks, the regular season was a dud since Thanksgiving because you knew they were winning the division and going to the playoffs. There was nothing to talk about.
There was nothing really to feel.
The godforsaken MVP race, which just was terrible.
Which then put me up a wall.
Yeah, but now we're talking about real, meaningful football games again, and it reasserts everything.
The emotions back.
Yeah, it brings everything back into it.
That's the thing, is that for a couple months, the emotion was not necessarily there. We were kind of able to sleepwalk our way into that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the postseason has been here, that like it's real, it's here, and it's next loss, you're done. And they're handling that pressure well.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is, your toughest task. Where did it lead? Back to me, the Kansas City Chiefs. But I'm loving being able to talk with people about this over these last 2 weeks. Just connecting with everyone. That's the part of it that it's really hitting home for me. And it's where I'm putting a degree of pride into this. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills and Chiefs, AFC Championship. By the way, there's an NFC Championship game that gets played before that.
Yeah.
And we will talk with Louis DiBiase from Locked On Eagles about that at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another game that's being played.
That'll be good. And that'll be a good game, too. Divisional.
Should be good.
Third time in the season they're meeting up. Two very good teams. It's going to be good.
It'll be fascinating. But we'll talk with Louis about that at 2 o'clock here. Sports Talk Saturday carries on here on WGR. We keep going here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you for another hour and a half.
Extended today.
Extended version today. And I wanted to bring this up because I'd said something to Joe about this off air. Chris sent a message to me at CF Maz on Twitter. The thunder noise made his son just start laughing hysterically in the opening segment. And I wanted to point that one out. I joined Chris's podcast earlier this week back on Monday.
Oh, nice.
Him and Sean, they do a great job. And it was fun to be able to run with them on that podcast and just, you know, let things go as a guest.
He's already got
that
as a clip.
Yeah, that. There it is. But again, that's where the fun in this all is. Mm-hmm. Like it's connecting with people. It's the sense of community that only Buffalo sports can provide for this city. And it is legitimately just a city with a sports problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say other than, though, like I've been really having too much fun and too much enjoyment out of this Bills team this year. And I selfishly need to keep it going.
Yeah, I would love – listen – I'm 100% wanting to take the selfish angle just for the city itself as well. Because
but selfishly,
being able
these
to talk,
shows,
yeah,
these last 2 weeks have been bleeping cool.
Yeah, playoff football at its finest.
It's been fun.
The Bills marching
to talk
their way
to everyone
through.
Emotionally about this team And yeah, some of it is like the X's and O's, the players to watch, everything like that, matchups. But overall, it's been how you're all feeling. And that has been really fun to dig into.
Yeah.
And how has everyone been feeling? Well, people at the airport sending the Bills off to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. And they'll probably be welcoming them back no matter the result. So,
but why don't we get a little bit of a look into that? Why? Our friend right down the hall, who was already literally in the newsroom when we saw him hours ago, Zach Penkew from our sister station at WBEN, is out on the scene. And we figured we'd squeeze him in here. Zach, it's Derek, it's Joe. You know who we are. Hi, buddy.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, I mean, we heard you were out there, so we were figuring you would be able to give a little scoop on the feelings, the emotions that are going on with Bills fans as they head off to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game for the first time since 2021.
Of course. So it is a blistering 25 degrees out, and that has not stopped anybody, around 60 of these fans, to wait outside for almost 2 hours to get a glimpse at some of their favorite players getting onto the plane. I can confirm Matt Collins was wearing shoes. I don't know if that's an airport policy or what, but he was wearing the plane with his shoes on. But, you know, the players looked just as excited as the fans who are going on there. I mean, the energy is at an all-time high right now. You can tell the players are confident. You can tell the fans are confident in the team. It's going to be great.
Zach, it kind of confirms a couple of things here. One, I think you're absolutely right about the Matt Collins airport policy shoes thing. But two, the energy, you mentioned that. The Bills players seem as excited as the fans. And that has been something that I've noticed from this team all throughout this season, is that they want to show that they are having fun playing this game. And to connect with the fans like that at the airport, it just seems to help back that up.
Of course. You know, even McDermott had a big smile ear to ear as he's waving on the crowd as he's walking to his plane. It's really something, and especially looking at previous years where, you know, there was a lot of tension and there was a lot of, I guess you could say, emotions behind it, but everybody seemed to be very level-headed today.
I love to hear that because
It
just confirms my suspicions about what I thought of this team, Zach. And I would imagine that win or lose, there will be fans there at the airport to support them. But very interesting, though. Like you said, it's blustery out there, and it didn't stop them at all.
At all, no. There's people with their kids out. They were having a great time. Some people wearing shorts, a little bit questionable in this weather. I'm wearing a full winter outfit, and I'm still shivering. But, hey, to each their own.
I would imagine we'll hear a little hit about this as well on WBEN from you as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tomorrow morning I'm going to talk about it between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m., and then Monday morning we should have another updated story from the players returning back to the airport.
I don't know if there will be a station to return to on Monday morning, my friend. We might wreck it.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Zach, I appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on for a brief moment here to get us the scene from the airport.
Of course, gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for having me on today.
Zach Penkew of WBEN
on the Western Hotline,
jumping in to give us a little bit of a scene setter.
People in shorts out at the airport.
I might need to talk to those people. Hypothermia is bad, y'all.
Matt Collins even knows it. Well, we don't know, actually.
Actually, yeah, I'm believing Zach's theory.
Definitely
on.
Airport, I think it's an airport policy because he talked about on, I think, what was it, Chris Long's podcast, where he'll talk about when he has to wear shoes and the airport is one of them.
In the hospital, he doesn't even elect to wear shoes. He just puts the little booties on over his bare feet. So he should just walk around with those in his back pocket, just slip them on over the dogs real quick. You know?
Right, over the dogs. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely got to be an airport thing there from Matt Collins. But that was important eye to detail, though, that Zach had for it, making sure that is confirmed. He did have shoes on.
That's where our eyes are right now.
That's where the focus has got
to
be.
It's good to see the coaches in good spirits,
but that's
too.
The thing. That is something that was palpably different about this team this year than in years past, is McDermott is cheesing far more than usual. He is embracing this team's mindset, or even probably encouraging it. I can't guarantee you one or the other, but what I can do is see it, him publicly I think more than any season, he is publicly displaying that.
Yes.
And like it was him encouraging Allen to do the Snow Angels after they clinched the division against the Niners.
It's the jokes in the press conferences. Like it's just this, not nonchalance in a bad way, but just this ease of access, right?
Ease
like
of pressure.
Pressure is not on. It's just all around good vibes surrounding the team, the fans, everything. Everything.
In years past, it was business, and I think that had to do with the core. It was an aging core. The Bills were one of the older teams in the National Football League. It was, this is the last chance that we have to do this. This is the last best chance we've got. And then they try to run it back with the same group, and it just and it they fall short. This team does not have a lot of those players on this roster.
This is a young team at its core now. And a team that's versatile moving, like you don't have that wide receiver one.
But they also don't have the pressure of the past.
Yes.
They understand that because they did not live through it personally.
Yes. And last season,
some of them did.
Some did. But last season it was the, oh, Bills Super Bowl window's closed, right? This season it's, yeah, that Super Bowl window closed. The Bills just went over, cracked the second window and opened it up. That window's open. As long as Josh Allen's there and as long as they can keep moving pieces in and out, you're in good shape. They set themselves up for success in a really big way.
They've set themselves up for it, but I do think it's the mindset that the pressure is – they know there is pressure, but they also don't worry about it. They know that if they play their game, they're going to be able to beat anybody. And that's where – I think that's where the fans' confidence is this week. It has to do with that. And do I think that the fan base overall is a little more confident – heading into a team that has beaten you three times in a row in the postseason? Maybe. Am I going to stop people from having that confidence? No.
No.
Because the team projects it. And
yeah,
in a healthy manner.
They're exuding not a...
It's not an arrogance where they're trash talking.
Exactly.
It is just this, hey, we're here to have fun. Have fun with us.
Play the game you love.
Enjoy it with us. And that's where I think the difference is from this team and in years past.
It almost feels like a college team pre-NIL deals when the money wasn't the driving focus. A lot of these players, right? They were playing for the love of the game, trying to take that next step. This almost feels like a college team just on the vibes alone, right? Like
yes.
One of those prime college teams that the money didn't really mean anything, even though it does in the NFL. Don't get me wrong.
But it's not blustery. It's not trash talking.
No. It's respect for the team you have in front of you, but also, we got this.
It's respect for the game.
Yes.
It's like, hey, we're out here.
Respect for ball.
Let's have fun playing football, and you guys should all have fun watching. And that's where the difference is. Murph and Owen, I see you guys on hold. Stay there. We'll come back to you on the other side. Sports Talk Saturday continues on. Louis DiBiase at 2 o'clock to talk about the NFC Championship game and the Philadelphia Eagles here on WGR. Welcome back. Let's wrap up hour number three of Sports Talk Saturday. But we're going to do it getting connected with our fans.
Love it.
It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Murph and Owen, you guys waited through the break. Time to get you in here. Murph, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? What you got?
Man, listen, this is a big game right here. You know, I've been watching all week, all the shows, ESPN, stuff like this. I'm a longtime Bills Mafia fan. Man, I love my Bills, but, man, this is the time where, man, the Bills just need to stick to the script. They just need to stick to the script, run the football, play action, and then when we need to put it in 17's hands, just put it in his hands and go make a play for us. The defense just needs to dominate like they did last game, get turnovers, put pressure on Mahomes. He doesn't have the weapons like he did in the last few years. You know, Kelce, I don't even think he's going to get more looks this game more than Taylor Swift. So I just really think, like, this is the time. They've beaten us three times in the playoffs, respectfully. But I feel like this game right here, this for all the marbles. We're talking about a Super Bowl berth for the first time since 1993.
Murph, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. And
over 30 years, man.
Here we go. And again, I love being able to hear this from everyone. Like, how you're feeling and, like, how good it's feeling to be in this situation. And I am appreciative that there's not a lot of stress from anyone. Like, we're all happy. It seems like everyone's happy to be here.
Yeah.
that very well can quickly change. The attitude can quickly change. Yeah. Because if there's a certain type of loss in this game,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
we're back to like pitchforks, baby. But I don't think that there's a lot of that going on heading into this game. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's not confidence. I feel like it's hope and faith that this is the team to break through. It's not just confidence. It's having hope for it. And the desire. That's what I'm feeling from a lot of you out there today. And I love that. Because hope should be contagious. It's what brings us here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go it's to Owen in Buffalo. Close out this segment here. Owen, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? What you got?
How we doing, gentlemen? Hope you're staying warm on this chilly Saturday afternoon here.
I don't think the heat's on.
Here at work, got at West here. I was just, I'm 21 years old, and I wasn't able to live through those Super Bowl days.
Mm-hmm.
And out of all the playoff runs we've had in my days here, there's something in the air here, and it feels good. But I do want to kind of waver away from this naive confidence because this is Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. If there's only two guys that'll bring you back down to earth, it's those two. And what I wanted to ask you guys today is, from a coaching perspective, what are we looking to do different? Are we looking to keep that run heavy identity that we have, or are we kind of letting Joe Brady race the Ferrari down the street and Josh Allen here?
I think it'll be a healthy mix of both, Owen, because that's what they did in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be able to have the balance with the running game, but it wasn't working. And it was probably one of the most well-adjusted games of Joe Brady in his short time as the Bills' offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he immediately saw it wasn't working and pivoted.
It was a great pivot.
Mm-hmm.
It was, all right, it's not working. We're going to throw this ball because Kansas City is not letting our backfield do what we want them to do, and not having Spencer Brown has hurt in the run blocking. Vandermark held his own in the pass protection. But I do think that there was something to it where the run game, it wasn't working. And that pivot changed that game. I do think they'll want the balance back, like they did with Baltimore with the run-heavy state, but I do think that they want to have everything working. All cylinders go. That's where the interesting part's going to be.
Yeah.
They were ninth in passing offense this year. They were ninth in rushing offense.
You don't know
how they're going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
If Kansas City makes things happen and starts to dictate something, the Bills are good enough on either side of the offensive attack to make it happen.
I think so, too. And I really think this is... Owen, I'm with you on the, I'm 22. The naive confidence scares me a little bit as well. But there is a certain level of confidence I think we can have going into this because just the way the team has played, the roster built, and the health of the team now versus the health of the team, minus Taylor Rapp, right? He's the only confirmed out. Christian Benford,
yep.
Hopefully with concussion protocol, but you have Milano back, your linebacking core solid. So I think you have a lot to be confident about somewhat.
We'll have plenty more to go into this. But we're going to look at the NFC Championship game here on the other side as Louis DiBiase of Locked On Eagles joins us. Coming up next here, Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. You're listening to WGR.